Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn, today,
Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Farms will boom, there won't be room to store the surplus food you grow.
Yes, it must be Theatrical Thursday on the Robert Scott Bell Show, as we hear Donny Osmond singing from Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Why, oh why, had you ever heard that, Super Don, before?
I've never heard it. I've heard of it, and I knew about Donny Osmond being the star of the show and all of that stuff. But that's one that I've never actually sat down and watched all the way through.
Well, I know how you appreciate good music and good singing and stuff. And the reason we bring it up is not because we're all like gaga over Donny Osmond or not. That's not the issue. It's Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dream. What is that? That's the biblical story of Joseph. Everybody bring out their biblical thinking caps. Go back to the Hebrew scriptures, the Old Testament.
Please open your books to...
Right, yes.
Whatever. I don't even know where in the Bible that is.
Why do we transition to that? Well, remember the dreams of Joseph. 7 years of abundance, then followed by 7 years of famine. And he goes to the Pharaoh and goes, dude, we are going to be so screwed if we don't plan for this, because you're going to have so much abundance. And if you don't set something aside for when stuff's going dry, big trouble, mister, big trouble. Now, if we had, and this is a great story in the Bible, honestly. This is one of those things that teaches you that in times of abundance, you always put something aside. Now, whether you're officially a member of the LDS Church, where it's part of the teachings, everybody stores stuff. Or whether you're just an armchair prepper, it makes all the sense in the world for any time that you're doing well, put a little aside for times when things don't go so well. There's a rhythm in life. It happens, ups and downs, disasters, and abundant times. Now, what if Joseph were around today during the Obama administration? Right? Goes to Obama. I had a dream. We were doing well, and we really, there's going to be 7 years. It's going to be really total hell. We've got to prep. We've got to prepare. We have got to tell all the people to just collect, to gather up the extra for when the stuff goes to the crapper. Now, Joseph today would probably think twice about doing that. Because as we've learned from the disasters that have happened recently, and even before the shooting at the Sandy Hook Elementary School, that the preppers have been looked on with great suspicion. There's something wrong with those people. They're just one bullet shy of a full load of something. They're going to go out, they're going to become criminal, they're going to do something horrible. And they're, as they said, pretended with this kid like he was brought into being to kill children because his mother was supposedly a prepper. We see the agenda.
Right.
We see the agenda. By the way, we've got Mike Adams coming up in just a little while. The Health Ranger is going to join us. We're going to talk about the Sandy Hook shooting, economic stuff, and really lay this thing out while we still have time before the end of the Mayan calendar, right?
Yes, a little bit more time.
So the idea here, Joseph, out of biblical times, comes to Obama administration, say, hey, but no, I don't think I'm going to tell them. I'm not going to tell anybody. In fact, if I do, they're probably going to turn me into a criminal. They'll probably turn me in to the Department of Homeland Security and call me a terrorist.
All right.
So screw all you people. You're going to starve. I'm not saying anything, even though my dreams tell me clearly what's coming.
Yes.
You follow? That's why we did that.
And it would be really hard for him to try and hide with wearing that coat.
Yes.
It'd be a great target.
Good
for
luck.
Drone,
yeah.
Right?
Good luck, Joseph, hiding from the Obama administration in that Technicolor dream coat. Now, there's another issue here because the states are now suspect, are they not? This is off of healthfinder.gov, and it's an incredible story because it's saying states are now lagging in emergency preparedness, according to the report. Emergency preparedness. Now, what is preparedness? How does this relate to something that is dangerous to be today? Preparedness, root word, prepare. What's the slang for prepare? Prepper.
Prepper, uh-oh.
Yes, exactly.
Warning.
And you know all of the bad press because a lot of the states are now talking about nullifying Obamacare, nullifying the NDAA, right? Is this just a play? I'm asking you, for the federal government to say, oh my gosh, it's not just the people who are dangerous if they're preppers. It's the states. The states are prepping. And any state that is really up on their prepping could be considered dangerous to the federal government. And they're looking for states to not be ready. Because in that way, then the states have to depend on what? The federal government. However, if the individuals in the state, if the people of the state are prepping, who gives a flip whether the state's prepared because the people are prepared? And the whole game is that nobody should be prepared so that Obama can come in and save you. And, of course, Bush perform. It doesn't matter. Just replace one figurehead with another.
Oh, and in this case, I mean, they're talking about the states. Well, obviously, that's just a smaller form of government, government nonetheless. And you look at these natural disasters, whether we're talking about, this just recently, Sandy,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, we go back to the obvious one that everybody talks about, Katrina. So many people were caught unprepared. Mm-hmm. And what were they doing? They were standing out in the street, rioting, waiting for the government to come take care of them. And look, here there's this new report coming out showing that all of these different states are not prepared for an emergency.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we've talked about it, and even though there's a stigma attached to being a prepper,
mm-hmm.
you know, whatever that means, I mean, there's all kinds of different definitions to what a prepper could mean and levels of preparedness, but you can't wait on the state to take care of you because, you know, the state's just not going to be there mm-hmm. when it counts.
Right, and exactly. Maybe you've had these dreams like Joseph, and you said, dude, it's not always going to be this abundant. Of course, they played it on government when they were riding the Federal Reserve note gravy train into oblivion. Oh, it's all good. We don't need. We got some budget surpluses. Spend them. Who gives a flip? Spend them. We're always going to have them. Of course, now you're dealing in deficits and a debt that will never be repaid. What does that mean? Inevitable economic collapse. Now, I'm not being a doomer, a doomsday prepper. I'm just telling you, life's going to continue, but it's going to be different because this fiat funny money has allowed for things to occur that wouldn't occur under a natural world order, that is, following nature's rules or laws. You couldn't overuse the resources that aren't there. And so these states, you know, here the feds or somebody, the Robert Wood Foundation is saying, hey, man, there's problems because the states aren't prepping well enough. They're looking to the feds. And, hey, look at this. Who's the guy? What's that fat bastard? What's his name?
In Fat New Jersey, bastard. The governor. Oh, you mean from
Austin Powers? Thinking the governor of New Jersey. What's his name?
Oh, Chris Christie.
Chris Christie. Oh, I'm sorry. Was that insensitive of me? Listen, the reason why I say it that way is because, you know, he went to beg to Obama, help us with this disaster. And you think about it from the standpoint of what if there was no nanny to protect you, no safety net? What would you do? You would live a lot differently, wouldn't you? You wouldn't be building houses on the shorelines that are meant to be barrier islands for natural disasters and hurricanes that come down from time to time. Or you would build them in a concrete bunker in such a way that they would withstand it. Instead, they're looking to the federal government to bail them out. Now, here I am sounding like Mr. Insensitive now, but I'm just saying there will be a time, ladies and gentlemen, there will be a time when the federal government will be, even though it is bankrupt, you'll all know it too. And you won't be able to reach up to nanny daddy government. There will be no Obama to save you. So what do? You prep now. You realize you have to live in places that have some semblance of a less of a risk. And of course, all life comes with risk. Don't get me wrong. But the idea here is that prepping is not a criminal activity. It's a responsible, God-given responsibility that we're here. We protect our children, do we not? Do we look to Obama to protect our children? I guess some people do, to your own peril. Or you look to Chris Christie in New Jersey to do it. Chris Christie couldn't take care of you, so that's why he's looking to Obama. Please, buddy up and pal up with him and the federal government. At a certain point, it all has to come back to going local. If not, we go loco. And I've said this before. And that's where we are. And that's why I wanted to talk about this idea of prepping as a responsibility, as something that we should look to people as who are preppers as the responsible ones in society. We should learn from them rather than fear them. Yet all that is coming down is trying to frighten us for those preppers as if they're the enemy. They're not. They're your friend. Get to know them. Learn from them and do as they are doing. And therefore, when there's the inevitable economic collapse on the federal and state level, it's not going to be that you're laughing, but you'll say, listen, I was ready for it. Just as Joseph tried to warn in the Bible the Pharaoh. The Pharaoh had the sense at least to listen. At least so the story goes. So
yes.
There you go. How about that? We did a little Sunday school today on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right.
Theatrical
Are
Thursday.
Are we supposed to sing a song now or something?
Can I get an amen, Brother Don?
Yes.
No amen for
no.
you.
No. No amen.
How about an A-woman?
A-woman.
Hey, woman. All right. Well, listen.
Anyway.
Let's take a break here. We got Mike Adams sitting in the Robert Scott Bell Show bullpen. No, he's out there doing such great work around the world through Natural News, naturalnews.com. That's why we're able to go 5 additional days of the week in addition to my Sunday show through GCN. where all the archives are up at Natural News Radio, of course, iTunes as well. Please take a moment to say thank you. Click on the banner links at robertscottbell.com. This is the way we were able to deliver this information that you will not get anywhere else in media, broadcast media, in this way. And so we're going to come back. We also have John Rappaport scheduled for the next hour. He's got a new article out about, well, we'll get into that. But we're going to talk about the latest that's going on with the Sandy Hook issue, how it impacts you, and see what other prepper stories we can. Maybe Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer can make an appearance, too.
I hope so.
Yeah, a little Christmassy stuff. All right, stand by. The Robert Scott Bell Show continues after this break.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta-1-3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier, he can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Let's see, what shall we do before the end of the Mayan calendar? Hey, I know, how about having the Health Ranger back on the Robert Scott Bell Show? We got him, Mike Adams, welcome back, my friend.
Hello, Robert, hi. Thanks for having me back on. What do we have, a day to live now?
We got a lot to do to be ready to get done, you know?
I know, I haven't even packed a sack lunch for the afterlife, man.
Oh, gosh. Well, listen, just in case the Mayan calendar doesn't mean the end of the universe, we might just kind of pretend and plan and for a future that keeps going on, shall we?
That sounds like a good idea. And I think the Mayan calendar might actually mean the end of the Bill of Rights, what looks like is happening.
Yeah, you know, that's an interesting point. Were they writing about the end of American the Bill of Rights, right? The defense of, let's say, the rights that were not given to us by government, that were designed to be protected by government, and including among those, First Amendment, which seemingly with the unfortunate incident up there in Sandy Hook, the cops went on and said, hey, we don't want you asking any questions. If you put anything on the social network, we'll come and get you. And then, of course, now the movement by many, even those that formerly at least said they believed in your right to keep and bear arms, were saying, hey, now it's different. Now we all have to turn in our firearms.
You know, I've never seen such a level of insanity and emotional manipulation. This is all it's all a hoax. Not the shooting, obviously, that was real. But the idea that children everywhere are dying from firearms is a grand hoax, or that even firearms are at fault. You know, the reality is that there are 32,000 deaths every year in automobile accidents, including many children. There are tens of thousands of pre-birth murders, abortions, even late-term abortion, that happen every year. You don't see Obama shedding a tear for those children, nor the children that die of swimming pool accidents, nor the children that die from psychiatric drugs or vaccines.
Right.
What we have is a very selective outrage that has been manipulated and shaped and engineered to create this outcry against one issue, which is the Second Amendment. And this is the most insidious, manipulative, dishonest campaign in the media that I have ever seen in my lifetime. It's sickening to watch it unfold.
Mike, if I was to step back and look at all the possible reasons you would want or could want to disarm, let's say, law-abiding citizens, as we call them, and it's properly set, basically the average folk that want to defend themselves. Any on all the reasons I could come up with, the only one I could come up with is we have a nefarious agenda and we don't want you to stop us. And tie that into what the heck has the government been doing in buying all these extra bullets?
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's a good point. We should do an article on that. If the government is against guns, why did it buy 1.6 billion rounds of ammo?
Yeah. At the same time, disarming us. What good? Can you come up with a reason besides genocide or other things that have happened in history when governments disarm the people? I can't think of one. It's not, because if you step back and look at what you've just said, let's look at it rationally. How many people are dying, you said, from car accidents, from psychiatric drugs, medical doctors? Oh, much less the drone attacks that Obama administration sending over and killing foreign children.
Sure. No, look, I'm one of the few Americans that has actually lived in a country that had complete citizen disarmament. And I can tell you that it is a terrible thing to live in a country like that, because the police become very corrupt very quickly and quite arrogant, because they have all the firepower. You know, today we have actually, I think, relatively good policing in most places. There are exceptions to it, but by and large, men and women in blue are very professional, and they work with communities, and they're genuinely interested in serving the community. But if you take away all the guns from the citizens and give a monopoly of force to just the police and the military and the government, you're going to see runaway corruption, tyranny, arrogance, oppression. I've lived under those circumstances, and the citizens are not able to protect themselves from criminals who then conduct armed raids on them, and violence gets far worse. I mean,
yes.
All these people in America today, mostly liberals, who are saying disarm the people, are they so stupid that they don't realize they're going to become victims of violent crime?
I have to wonder, and I've talked about the religious right who wanted some sort of, a theocracy. The thing is about those, if you call for the government to have any kind of power like that, to disarm you, or even to establish a state religion, it's pretty sure that at some point in time, you're not going to be part of the one that the government wants. And they're going to come after you as well. And so from the left and the right, we've seen issues where they said, well, we don't like the government, but in this case, we do. And in each case, there's a cognitive dissonance that could be deadly.
Sure, yeah. Well, and here's another way to look at it. Imagine this. Imagine the year is 2006, and President Bush calls for complete disarmament. The liberals would be screaming bloody murder. The liberals would have been screaming, no, we can't have a government control all the firepower. Bush is in charge.
Right.
But now it's okay because Obama's in charge?
Yes.
Guy who faked his own birth certificate? I mean, come on.
Mike, I found it fascinating. You came out with an article yesterday talking about the cops, detectives, FBI agents, and soldiers telling you personally that they would not participate in any gun confiscation, partly because they risk their own lives in doing so. But then again, they did say that some of the younger kids, if you can call them that, in that realm, might just kind of go along with whatever the government says.
Yeah, that was a very interesting set of conversations with some of my contacts in law enforcement and military and so on. And the consensus is that the younger operatives, you know, soldiers, E1s, as they're sometimes called, or E-fuzzies even, they will follow orders and do stupid things because, you know, they're 19 and they're trying to gain some traction in the military. They'll do almost anything they're told. But the older guys who have been through a few tours and are still alive because they're smart, they will say no. And police will say no. And the sheriffs will say no to any kind of a nationwide gun disarmament program. So the consensus is that even if Obama tries to invoke criminalizing, let's say, assault rifles, that is going to effectively set off a civil war because most people simply won't go along with it and the police won't enforce it. So you're going to have a president who has no moral authority and no followers, kind of like Hitler, you know, ordering fictitious troops around his back,
mm-hmm.
as his empire was crumbling. That's a good analogy of what we could be looking at.
So he risked obviously taking too big a step into the disarmament campaign that we know exists within certain factions, politically and otherwise, within our borders. And yet, if he were to make an executive order, he risks losing legitimacy. Of course, some would worship him even more, as we know. But some would say, all right, now he's gone too far. So I'm sure they're strategizing behind the scenes as to say, what can we do with this tragedy? Because that's the operative term is don't let it go to waste.
Well, yeah, it's very clear that all governments ultimately want to disarm their people. That way they can rule over them with complete force. And this is the whole point of the Second Amendment. This is what Thomas Jefferson wrote when he said that, you know, when the government fears the people, there is liberty. When the people fear the government, there's tyranny. And the entire purpose of the Second Amendment was to allow the people to defend themselves against oppressive government. For some reason, liberals can't read. They don't know history. They are incapable of processing complex ideas. So they see a shooting and they immediately think gun. You know, it's sort of a knee-jerk reaction. They're incapable of understanding the historical context, the democratic distribution of power, so that the people are balanced against the government. You know, they don't talk about, you know, we want to have a balanced approach. Well, in Obama's mind, balance means the government has all the power and the people have no power. That's not balanced. That's a dictatorship. Balance means guns are distributed across the citizenry to match the firepower of the government. That is the very definition of balance.
Yes, yes. And of course, if we use the term balance, we have to bring up the term imbalance, because now, even though we would argue that I don't want somebody on SSRI drugs handling a firearm because you don't know what's going to happen, at the same time, the risk is, because of the expansion of the DSM-5 to basically define every human emotion from childhood on up as some form of psychiatric drug deficiency disorder, we run the risk also of being basically framed into a phase of everybody has a psychiatric disorder. Therefore, now we're justified pulling guns from everybody because everybody's mentally ill.
True. Yeah, our freedoms are under assault from so many directions, and psychiatry is one of them. You know, food and agriculture is another with GMOs. Second Amendment, the First Amendment under assault. You know, Facebook threatened to ban an account of someone who was just questioning the official story of the Sandy Hook shooting. So now, if you don't parrot the media lies, Facebook will shut you down. And we've all seen YouTube censorship and search engine censorship of truth tellers. You know, we were censored off of Google News more than a year ago because they didn't like the news that we were reporting. So It's become this notion of mindless liberal conformity,
mm-hmm.
where you have to worship government dictator powers, you have to worship tyranny, and the liberals are right now calling for mass violence against anyone who resists them. It's the liberals who say, let's kill the NRA, let's kill the senators, let's kill anyone who owns a gun. That's what the liberals are saying. So on one hand, they say, how terrible, all this violence, and then immediately after that, they call for more violence. It's incredible.
Yeah, it really is, and therein lies the disconnect, as we see, with those who protested Bush, and we were no fans of Bush in terms of some of the foreign intervention and all the things that he did, but at the same time, then they abandoned that altogether when they had their guy in office. So it tells you these people don't have principles in terms of, protecting or defending life or innocence, except that they have some other agenda, whether it be redistribution of resources or wealth. But we get into the wealth issue, and do you have time to stick around one more segment? Because we got to get into the economics of what's happening here. Oh, I appreciate it. Mike Adams, Health Ranger, is with us one day before the end of the Mayan calendar. We got to get him on. And we'll continue long after that. You know that. We'll joke around with that. But Mike Adams is here, special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll get into what's happening with the economics associated with the end of some other calendar. Maybe an economic calendar is coming to an end as well. So stand by for that and a whole lot more right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show through Natural News Radio.
Robert Scott Bell.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created Webseed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery. And our Surthrival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
Hello.
Hello!
Hello, hello, hello.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Scott Bell.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Scott Bell.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational.
and it's awesome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Remember the old song? Was this from Liza Minnelli thing, Money Makes the World Go Round? I have a vague memory of one of those musical movies. Money Makes the World Go Round, the world, right?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Okay. I just, you know, sometimes these fleeting thoughts come in. I have to let them out so I don't have that dancing with. Now everybody else has got to suffer what I just heard in my head. But, Mike, the economics, we've covered it. We even did a seminar on it online. And we've watched Bernanke do exactly what I suppose he promised he would do when they nicknamed him Helicopter Ben all those years ago.
Well, yeah. Clearly, we are heading down a fiscal, not just a cliff, a fiscal abyss. Mm-hmm. This is going to get so bad. Again, people out there don't really grasp the reality of what's happening. They have no clue. And, for example, the word billion and the word trillion sound very similar. So a lot of people think, well, billion and trillion is about pretty much the same thing. Well, but actually, they're, you know, a trillion is 1,000 times larger than a billion. And so you have this deal between Boehner and Obama, which raises government spending by, I think, $1.6 trillion, and it cuts government spending in different programs by something like $800 billion. Well, so the increase in spending is, what, 2,000 times larger than the decrease in spending. And no one has pointed that out. But this government is going into a total blowout spending phase. And those, you know, those numbers might be off. I'm just going from memory on that. But
yeah,
the concept stands.
But this is like a scorched earth policy. If you remember, they claimed that what was the guy from Iraq that we had put in place as a CIA operative all those years ago, and then he became our enemy. Remember him? Hussein, what was his name? Saddam?
Yeah, right.
Yeah? And he scorched earth. Oh, he went in and he scorched earth. Well, literally, our own government, the Federal Reserve, everybody involved in this scheme is going out and trying to get everything they can while they can, knowing that they'll abandon ship. And we're seeing some, you know, what is that, Senator Jim DeMint from South Carolina suddenly retires. Why does he retire in the middle of a career that's going up and up and up? Do they know some things that they're not letting on?
Well, they're all compromised. Otherwise, they wouldn't be allowed to even take office. You know, I mean, the dirty little secret about Congress is that most members, and this is especially true in the Senate, they've already been caught on camera, you know, raping little children or cheating on their wives or doing any number of things that compromise them. And that is held on their head to make sure that they vote in alignment with the interests of the state and the corporations. So you definitely don't become president or a member of the cabinet unless they've got you doing something totally crazy on camera or on film. So they're all compromised because they're all demonic, you know, child raping, child molesting criminals. That's who's running our country. I mean, I'm sorry to say it, but, you know, Sandusky was not an isolated thing. That's the way people are in all of these centers of power. And it's sickening, but it's real. That's what's really going on.
Yeah, and that is the uncomfortableness, if there is one, and when we assess these things, it's not just a matter of looking at, oh my gosh, we have a phony fiat money system. But then you look at the people who would take advantage of that, and you say, these people, if they have a soul, they've abandoned it. But do they have a moral compass? Is there anything called ethics involved in what they do, or is it, listen, it's every man and woman for himself. We don't care who gets hurt or killed along the way.
Well, I think people like Obama do have a moral compass. It's just pointed to hell. His mission has been from day one to destroy America, to gut America's economy, destroy the Bill of Rights. That's why he signed the NDAA. And all the while that he's doing this, he's lying to the public and saying, oh, I believe in liberty. I believe in the Second Amendment. But behind the scenes, he's gutting it. Just like he said, I won't sign the NDAA, but then he did.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm opposed to the NDAA, but then his lawyers crafted the language. So this guy is a real piece of work. I mean, we're talking demonic type of influences. If there's, you know, is there an exorcist in the house? We need to get demons out of Obama.
Yeah, you know, Mike, and you know, what's disappointing to me, among, there are many things we could be disappointed, but as we mentioned, the liberals, although liberal by definition has been altered, so a lot of these words are devoid of meaning, but they kind of, people self-identify now, they're called progressives, And they'll look at what you just said and they'll say, oh, you're just one of those haters, and you know, you probably are a right-wing Republican. Of course, we know the difference, but I'm saying that there are people stuck in this, and I don't know if they actually believe it, but it's just the reactionary, and it's to me, it's tantamount to being a little child and plugging your ears, closing your eyes, and saying, la, 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 I don't want to hear anything that's out of what I want to believe.
Well, that's a great analogy, because our civilization, our society, does behave like infants. And that's the way most people operate, in a childlike state of mind. We need people to grow up, mature, and actually function as adults. But that's asking too much, apparently, from most people. So we have all these children. And, you know, children minds in adult bodies. And I'm convinced, though, by the way, that even though the Mayan calendar thing is obviously a hoax, we are going to be faced with something very real, very hard-hitting in the years ahead, certainly probably within the Obama administration, a financial collapse, or maybe a false flag terror nuclear attack on a major U.S. city, I think, is potentially likely. Something big is going to happen, and we're going to see a lot of these, you know, so-called liberals basically just dying because they have no skills in the real world. They don't own firearms. They don't even believe in firearms. They have no way to defend themselves. They have no stored food. They're not into prepping. They're completely dependent on a system which will fail, causing their own death. And, you know, in the bigger picture, that is actually Darwinism at work on a sociological scale. Long term, the preppers are the ones who will continue to have children and further the human race. And those people who are not survivors, who are not preppers, will ultimately be killed off. So, you know, Charles Darwin was right in some sense, not about the origin
right.
of life, but about how it is selected based on who's adapted to survive.
Yeah, and the irony there, of course, is the selection is not coming from outside these people. It's literally their choices. They're selecting their own termination. Now, whether they're conscious of it or not, the reality is they're making choices that will end up in their demise, again, in a whole different setup or circumstance, economically, some sort of reset, which we know inevitably is going to happen. Now, to be on the positive side of this, the reset is quite potentially a golden age, an age where we now have to communicate with one another. Oh, the horror. We actually have to grow our own food. Oh, my gosh. No, don't make us do that. You know, and we actually have to communicate and bring the economy local, exchange things, goods and services on a much smaller basis, and watch the positive aspects of when we reminisce about the old days, right? I mean, we're not talking about some things that were, there was certainly a lack of consciousness in certain terms of things that we are all aware of now that we weren't, our ancestors were not. But with the awareness we have, we can create a whole new realm or society, and it'll, if we're not going to choose to do it without a great deal of difficulty, it'll be chosen for us, and then we'll have to figure it out. Do we want to survive? We better start growing some food.
Well, yeah, we have to make these decisions if we wish to live. And you know, it's very clear to me that in the long term scale, the human gene pool is going to shift, and it's going to happen very dramatically following certain types of events. Like, let's say if Yellowstone erupted, you know, it's a giant caldera underground volcano there that goes off every 600,000 years, and it puts, it blocks out the sun for about a year or two, causing a collapse in the food supply. Well, events like that will sharply redefine the human gene pool to shift it in favor of those who have preparedness and firearms and believe in self-defense. And what it's going to eliminate is all those people who are government worshippers, you know, the liberals, really, who technically, you know, they have no future in the human race. They really don't, because they have chosen to die. And I'm not trying to say that I applaud that, because I don't. I feel sorry for any kind of, you know, death or tragedy. But just scientifically speaking, those who don't practice survival and self-defense and self-reliance, they ultimately are going to make themselves extinct. So, you know, long term, we're going to be shaping the human race in the direction of preppers.
Yes. Well, I know firsthand what's going on out there. We know some people that very much are preppers and understand, and we can talk openly about it. But then there are a lot of other people that when you mention it, suddenly they look upon you with suspicion, as the media has tried to shape it and shape the story out of Sandy Hook, that, oh my gosh, the mother of the guy that they claim had done the shooting, he was trained to be a killer because his mom was a prepper and had guns. And of course, that's the meme that has to play out in order to capture the sleeping leftist out there that believe those lies that will lead to the demise of freedom.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're trying to demonize preppers. They're trying to demonize self-defense. They're trying to demonize individual action. They want a full-on collectivist state, mm-hmm. government in charge of everything. You know, I got to say, look, these liberals don't realize they're living in a very temporary time. The last 200 years, the rise of the human population, it is a very odd thing in which we're living and observing in the history of the planet, in the history of the cosmos. And this whole system will collapse very soon. It's on the verge of collapse from so many angles: environment, natural resources, energy, genetically modified foods causing a food collapse, and so on and so forth. So this is a very temporary situation. And again, when things go wrong, and they will do cyclically and predictably throughout geologic history, who will survive? And that will be the preppers. And if we come from a long line of preppers, if our ancestors did not prepare and store food, they would not have survived, and we wouldn't even be here. So to say that we aren't preppers is to almost to attack your own ancestry.
Well, it's ironic because everybody who's alive today can point back at their own ancestry and find that all of them were preppers had they not been in earlier times. Their lineage would not be here today.
Well, that's exactly it. Yeah, if you look, you know, the American pioneers were all preppers, and they all had firearms. They needed it to survive, just as farmers and ranchers do today, and even people in cities. They need firearms to defend themselves against the violent criminals. So we are all preppers, whether we admit it or not. And those who deny that they are preppers really betray their own ancestors. Mm-hmm. So they betray who they are. And they will that betrayal will result in their own death or the death of those like them in the next crisis.
Yeah. So, Mike, for those of us who are planning to go on beyond the end of the Mayan calendar, what kind of things can we look forward to at Natural News? Any things you can let us in on? Any upcoming stories or projects?
Oh, well, I don't know. I haven't planned to do anything beyond the Mayan calendar. Or I guess that's what I think.
Sorry, I had to catch you off guard with a question like that. You're actually talking more than 24 hours in advance. We can't do that anymore.
No, I guess I'll wait to see. I'll have some little telescope in the sky and see if a giant planet is nowhere. if it does not, I guess I'll call the staff and tell them they still have jobs tomorrow.
Excellent. Well, Mike, always a pleasure to have you on board. And like I said, if it were the end, it's been quite a ride. But we've got lots more riding to do. And I appreciate you so much because we're reaching more people than ever before, thanks to you.
Yeah, well, thank you, Robert, for all that you do, and thanks for this opportunity to speak with you today. And let's do it again, because I'm pretty sure we will also be here.
All right, I look forward to it. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, check it out, naturalnews.com. If you're one of the few people, if any, out there that are not already getting the news every day from Natural News, please do so. Also, we broadcast as a lot of great shows on Natural News Radio. All the links are up at robertscadbell.com. Thanks again, Mike.
Thank you, Robert.
All right, are you prepared? Yeah, we're going to go for a quick break. That's it. Say thanks to our sponsors here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We appreciate they make it possible for this message of health, freedom, and liberty to launch out all over planet Earth like nowhere else. So thank you for being here. We'll be back to wrap up this hour after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed.
Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The Meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Whey on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1-3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Robert Scott Bell Show. Oh, super. That looks like another theatrical Thursday. Another theme song. Look at you.
Kind of hard to slouch in your seat with that kind of music, right?
I tell you what, it's triumphant. It's this, it's that. Does anybody know where that's from? It's actually from the movie Serenity. Remember Joss Whedon? He did Buffy the Vampire Slayer and a lot of cool stuff.
Right. And, very recognizable face.
Yeah, they had there was a series on Sci-Fi, I think, or something called Firefly. And it was about a libertarian ragtag crew traveling the universe trying to, you know, elude the empire, so to speak. Right. And they ended up making it into a movie, Serenity. And it's a good movie. I recommend it, absolutely. You don't necessarily have to see the series, although it's all available and stuff. But it plays into what I wanted to talk about. I'll talk about with John Rapoport maybe a little bit. But certainly Mike Adams alluded to it when we talked a little bit about the psychiatric drugs as well and how they play a role in all of the things that are happening out there in the world. And in this spoiler alert, I know it's not Friday movie review time, but if you haven't seen Serenity, I'm going to have them blow it for you. The whole movie surrounded about this planet, something disastrous happened on this planet, and the government didn't want anybody to know about what had happened on this planet. Because they had this empire, there was an order, there was a social order, and it threatened the entire social order if it was revealed what actually happened on this planet, that something was disastrous that happened. So they were trying to keep it a secret. And so at the end of this movie, they make it to this planet, and basically everybody on the planet had pretty much died. But they died in a weird way. They died literally just doing whatever they were doing. If they were sitting at their desk, they were just sitting at their desk, they collapsed, they fell over. If they were playing, they died, they just fall down, they're playing. It was like a peaceful death. There was no trauma involved, although there was a small percentage of people on the planet that were no longer people, interestingly enough. So it was a real mystery going on. What happened to this planet? What happened to all of these people? And it turns out it was a mass government experiment to make everybody happy. You heard about this? It's like the Soma of George Orwell's 1984, Aldous Huxley's Brave New World, I'm sorry. This idea, that, and then what they did was they aerosolized this drug. And it made everybody docile and calm, and nobody was complaining about anything. They would just go off, do their work, and there was no problem. Except a small percentage, what was it, 10% of the people on this drug that everybody was on, whether they liked it or not, it was aerosolized. It had the exact opposite effect. The exact opposite effect. It turned these other people into what they called reavers. Think about reverse, reavers. Mm-hmm. And they became living zombies, but not the zombies from like the movies where they barely move, right? These are vicious zombies.
The ones that people just can't seem to get away from.
Right, exactly. They're moving in reverse. How do they? No, but these reavers were wicked bad. I mean, they were fast. They were vicious. They had no conscience at all. They would eat you as soon as take your head off. And, you know, I'm thinking about what just happened and how this has happened with every one of these school shootings. You think, how could a guy, if we believe the official story, one kid who was Asperger's, vaccine damaged, may have been on medications, his mom may have been about to commit him, how could one kid shoot all of these other kids, reload maybe three times by estimates in order to do this, pull this off, and completely have zero conscience left that he could take out children in this manner? And you go back to the untold story, the story that cannot be told, the story that the government is trying to cover up and hide from all of you, that it is the drugs. It is the SSRIs. It is the Ritalin, the speed, the methamphetamines, legal, illegal, and everything, but mostly legal and FDA approved, that is creating a society that is completely devoid of morals, ethics, spirituality, that can actually take out and ritually sacrifice children in ways that the secret societies have been doing for thousands of years. Played itself out. Truth is stranger than fiction. Warning signs given to us through Hollywood. These were the SSRIs played out, the government sanctioned. We want to make everybody happy. We don't want anybody to complain. We don't want anybody to raise any questions. We can make everybody docile. Fluoride? Well, that only works so well because a lot of people are now not wanting to do fluoride. They're filtering it out or doing something else. What else can we do? SSRIs in the water supply? Well, technically it's already there. But can we aerosolize? Heavy metals in the atmosphere? Chemtrails? You follow me here? This is what is happening. And for a lot of people, those people that will complain, oh, you can't say that the psychiatric drugs are all bad. I know somebody it helped, or it helped me. You could be part of the percent that didn't go off to become a reaver. It's possible. It's true. But it doesn't address all of the other reasons that you had problems to begin with that have nothing to do with the lack of that drug that you say did so much wonders for you. But an X percent of people out there, or kids out there that are on those drugs, become reavers. Homicidal, suicidal, maniac zombies that they in their soul would never do. But now the governor on their behavior is completely removed.
Interesting. Very interesting. You know, there are a lot of movies that play on that type of scenario. One that comes to mind is a movie called Equilibrium. And I don't know if you've seen this, but it's kind of a great action flick, kind of like The Matrix, where it had a very deep, meaningful story and underlying message. Or V for Vendetta, same type thing.
Right.
This particular one was about a society that decided to conquer emotion by taking a drug, and then there were a certain number of people that decided not to take the drug, and then they, you know, ended up coming around.
Yeah, exactly. And in the Serenity movie, you know, it was the battle with the authority figure, the one that was the policeman, the hitman of the government, that ultimately had to see this. What had actually happened before he would abandon his duty. Because other than that, it was very cold. He'd kill you. Not because he cared for you or didn't care for you. He was emotionless. I'm just doing what I'm told. Following orders. And until he saw that, then suddenly he knew he could no longer do it. His whole life was based on a lie, and even he left the order. But then what was next? Now the future was wide open. Of course, that's what the New World Order people don't want you to have. A future that is based upon your creative ability, your imagination. And we're going to talk with the man of imagination next hour, John Rappaport, to see what the latest is going on there. But stand by. We got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you for being here. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The Meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created Webseed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery. And our Survival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we'll try not to go theatrical this hour, Super Don, okay? We've got John Rappaport coming up, and always a great interview. We're going to get the latest on the Sandy Hook issue, what's going on in the media, special perspective on what he calls the information flicker effect. He'll talk about a new article there. But I'm going to do a rapid fire. We got a few minutes before we'll bring up John. This is a thank you to Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com as we kick off this hour, because it's the bacteria. Blame the bacteria. There's an article here that's saying if you start putting on weight, it's the bacteria's fault. Well, hey, listen, it could be, because if you upset your gut ecology, it's true. Digestion is off. So here's a great reason. If you're thinking that all you have to do is exercise, and I do want you to exercise. Remember, Dr. Pitar said drink water and exercise through the holidays. But if your gut ecology is messed up, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, just like my family, my kids do every day. Blame bacteria? No. Just call Jonathan and say, Jonathan, I need some good bacteria. Give me the Dr. O'Hara's 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. Now, another story here. This is via NBC. Only 3% of Americans have healthy hearts. I'm not even reading the story. Why do they not have healthy hearts? Why? Because 97% of Americans are fat phobic. Absolutely in fear of the fat that will keep their hearts healthy and functional. Get the minerals in there, including magnesium. We will utilize the herbs like hawthorn berry. We will make sure we have enough coenzyme Q10, especially if you're still dunderheaded enough, if you know any family members on statin drugs. Please, please, please get them on CoQ10. But 3% of Americans have optimal heart health. That's not good. So what do? We remineralize the body. We take the GTF chromium, which also helps with a lot of important things, but also go to the liver. We need to increase glutathione. Remember, all the vascular issues are due to toxicity, plaque buildup due to toxicity, calcification, injury. So we increase our intake of what? The One World Way, the WHEY, the glutathione-enhancing food. We use food as our medicine once again. Here's the next story. You're going to get dizzy by the time we're done with this. Bioethicists treat violence as a public health issue. This goes back to the last segment from Serenity. This gives them the excuse to say we're justified in drugging everybody with aerosolized SSRI drugs because everybody is violent. So this will calm everybody down. Of course, it'll reverse and the 3%, 10% become the reavers. And of course, as you say, this is what they're trying to say. Doctors, you must ask your patients about guns. Do you have guns?
Yes.
And now, the pediatricians have been doing this already.
Yeah, this is from a bioethicist. His name's Art Kaplan, and he's published a lot of different articles and stuff. But he's saying that we need to insist that nurses and doctors discuss guns with their patients.
Yeah, and this has been going on because...
I'm like, what?
Pediatricians have been asking this for a few years now. Do you have guns in the house? They've been instructed to ask that because, oh my gosh, a kid might get a hold of it. And listen, if you're not a responsible gun owner, a spit on you because you're asking for trouble. You don't just leave guns laying around the house if you've got kids. That's not a responsible gun owner. But that's, again, the difference between responsibility and irresponsibility. But they want to treat everybody as irresponsible. Everybody. So we must drug you out of your irresponsibility. Hey, do you like speed bumps, Super Don? You love going over speed bumps,
speed
don't
bumps.
You?
It all depends. They can be fun, but I'm not a big fan.
No, speed bumps, no fun. It destroys a lot of things that are good about your car, like your shocks.
Yeah.
But speed bumps.
Or your teeth.
Yeah, the new way to diagnose appendicitis.
Hey.
No, you don't need to do that. But
medical breakthrough.
Yeah, medical breakthrough. Now, everybody, speed bump in your neighborhood will be medically authorized. Prescriptions will be given. Go over a speed bump, and if you have increased likelihood of or increased pain, then you have a likelihood of appendicitis.
And they're serious about this, too.
Yeah, yeah. It's the British Medical
Journal. Speed bumps can help them diagnose it.
Incredible. Now, there is an issue with a test you can do to thump the back around the kidneys to see if you have a kidney infection, but that's a whole other story. One in two men will develop cancer. This is out of the United Kingdom. Where have you been, UK? We've already been at one in two men for a long time. I've been talking about this for 10 years. They've said one in two men, one in three women will be diagnosed with cancer sometime in their life. But they're saying why? Because we're living longer. That's not true. It isn't true. That's not the reason. Cancer is not the result of living longer. Cancer is the result of living toxic.
Right.
And not being able to detoxify, living deficient of nutrients, trace minerals. So if you're discovering that in the UK, clean up your act. If you haven't already, go back to organic, grow your own food. Are you allowed to in the United Kingdom? They're certainly trying to outlaw it here in the United States.
Yeah, so they're still trying to cling to the idea that certain people are just predisposed to get cancer, and you're going to get it, and you're going to die unless you get chemotherapy.
Yeah. Now, why am I racing through these stories? Well, look, this might be the last show ever.
This might be the last news we get to.
My encounter. I'm trying to. How many stories can I get out, Super Don? Like, no more. No, maybe that's the reason they'll say one day, and in prehistory, post history, the survivalists, the preppers went on. Well, we would have lived, but Robert, he was the cause of the apocalypse. He did too many stories in one segment, and it all fell apart.
Yes, disrupted the space-time continuum and just ruined the whole universe.
Oh, my gosh. Well, listen. I know we make fun of the whole end of the universe. I encourage you, if you haven't yet read the Douglas Adams, End of the Restaurant of the End of the Universe, all of that, do so, because you got to have a laugh before it all ends. But it's not going to end, even though we'll joke about it. There's going to be more tomorrow, healing revolution. And if there is a world ending, maybe Dr. King can help us out with that as well. But we do have to cover some Christmas stories. I do say the holiday spirit, hopefully it lasts all year long. I'm not one that is into pagan rituals, and this may upset our Christian friends out there, but you realize the Christmas tree is a pagan symbol, and they don't know when Jesus was actually born. But the spirit of the Christ, if you will, is something that is a good message, and of course, and if it uplifts you and you have more love in your life because of it, that is the kind of upliftment that can impact others' lives, bring in that more of that vitamin L. And I think that's the season, that's the thing we try to do here, even when we're irreverent and even when I get a little upset or angry, Super Don. It's always tainted with, can it be tainted with vitamin L? Or no, tinted.
That would.
What would it be?
Tinted is better than tainted. Yes.
Yeah, no, because, well, I guess, it's good. It's good for you. So we're supplementing with vitamin L with everything we do. And maybe we can go into some children's stories. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. You want to do that? Want to do some Rudolph stories?
Let's do it. Absolutely.
There actually is a Rudolph story, and it relates to science. So you can't say we're just going all cartoon on you with this next segment. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is making a special appearance here in the Robert Scott Bell Show before we bring John Rappaport on. And John's into imagination, so he'll appreciate this one, but don't know what to make of this kind of study, because it brings to light some of the medicines that are banned and made illegal, and the ear, nose, and throat doctors are rumored to be utilizing this. So it's actually quite a stunning story that we found here. So bring the kids, gather around the fire, make some chestnuts, pop, 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 popcorn, whatever you got. We got Rudolph coming up on the Robert Scott Bell Show, then we've got John Rappaport to wrap up the millennia here on the show today. So thank you for being here. Check it all out, robertscottbell.com. Say thanks once again to our sponsors. Put in an order. Get what you need to be healthy for the next generation. We'll be right back with Rudolph.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here, wanting to speak to you from my heart. For those of you that listen to my show, you know I'm candid with my words. I have never been so encouraged to endorse a product as I am now. The Natural Action Water Device from Structured Water Technologies. This little device structures your water and neutralizes chemicals so your water is pure natural. No filters, no gimmicks, and no electricity. Just simple biophoton energy. There's a lifetime warranty and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Thinking about water should be serious. Thinking about drinking water is deadly serious. There's too much information to put in the 60-second commercial, so log on to StructuredWaterTechnologies.com. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com. You can also click on the link at my website, RonnieMcMullenShow.com. Do the research and find out why this little water unit is changing the world. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com. That's StructuredWaterTechnologies.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man, based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show. Is that your cue for me to do a holiday themed story? You come in with Rudolph music?
What a strange thing. Days before Christmas, we would come in with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, right?
You are like the anti-Christmas song guy. You're like, we're holding off as long as possible while everybody starts at Halloween. We're waiting until oh, it's Christmas. Let's play some Christmas.
We're close enough. Yes. Gosh, it's time to. I've been waiting.
You have been. And of course, a Rudolph story. What would Rudolph music be without a Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer story? Now, weirdly enough, there is actually a Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer story through MedPage today. And I'm thinking, why are they doing a Rudolph story? Is this like a mock medical story, or is this for real? And as we're reading this, it's a for real investigation into why Rudolph's reindeer nose is red.
Yeah, believe it or not, there are medical researchers out there that I guess just have some spare time on their hands and wanted to look into why a fictitious character, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, had a red nose, right?
Right. That's a good question. I don't think it's warranting valuable money or time, but somebody's been smoking some weed in Rotterdam and thought, well, let's look into Rudolph reindeer nose. So they say here there was a detailed evaluation of adult reindeer's nasal microcirculation. And when they looked at it, they revealed a similarity with the human nasal microvasculature. Now, yes. I feel so much better knowing that. Lord knows, I don't know. What is this going to have to do with anything?
You know, if the world ends here in just a couple of days, yep, I think we can do so feeling at peace with ourselves because we now have solved the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer mystery.
Right. So how is it red? Why is it red? This was actually reported online in the British Medical Journal. How far down is the British Medical Journal sunk that we're going into a luminous red nose from a fictitious reindeer character?
Crazy.
Yeah. So it is out of Rotterdam. I wasn't kidding. There's a Erasmus Medical Center in Rotterdam where they do smoke a lot of weed. And so they have extra time on their hands in the winter months. So we're, hey, let's check out Rudolph's nose. What's going on there? You know, it sounded like Bill Clinton. I think Bill Clinton has a Rudolph nose, doesn't he?
That did kind of have a little bit of
I got Clinton, a Rudolph nose.
Clinton-ese there, you were speaking.
Reindeer nose I got, and I got it because I was smoking too many cigars, but now I'm a vegan, and it went away.
He wasn't smoking cigars.
No, never.
Anyway.
Mind. Yeah.
Anyway. You know, Robert, it's funny because this entire article is just really, it's really egg-headed. I mean, there's just all kinds of words you can hardly pronounce and all kinds of, you know, data and stuff on microcirculation and nasal mucus membranes.
Wait a second. Hold the phone. You get down here to this paragraph, and look at this, what they're doing. Investigators examined. These words are really big. Examined nasal microvasculature in one of the volunteers after a vasoconstrictor challenge with 100 milligrams of, get this, cocaine.
Cocaine,
which is routinely used as a local anesthetic and vasoconstrictor by ear, nose, and throat specialists, according to the authors. Now, first and foremost, I got a question here, Super Don. Where did they get a reindeer to volunteer for this? I mean, what do they say?
Wait,
here,
Robert,
what?
They're not talking about reindeers.
They're not? This is a story about reindeers.
Yes. They had a long line of reindeer waiting to come in and try and get the cocaine test.
Hi, my name is Rudolph. I hear you got some cocaine.
Some cocaine. What? No, these were human volunteers that they're referring to in this particular test. But even then, I mean, I have never heard of an ear, nose, and throat specialist using cocaine on a patient.
They did, and they do this to challenge, transient cessation of microcirculatory flow. I mean, these are big old words here. So basically, they're trying to shut down the flow to the big old red nose, whether it be human or reindeer.
And they use cocaine. I've never heard of that. I heard of that before.
Is this something that's rare, or is this kind of a typical thing in Rotterdam or ear, nose, and throat doctors? Because I used to go to ear, nose, and throat doctors when I was a kid. I've talked about my story of having the rhinoplasty, but they termed it how do they describe it? It was a deviated septum surgery. That's right. And so they also give you a pretty new nose when you have that. And we're all born with a deviated septum. But they mentioned nothing to me about bright red vasculature. They mentioned nothing to me about cocaine at the time.
No, and you know, one of the guys that they're quoting in this article is this PhD out of University of Rochester in New York. And he comments after this, he says, well, we're kind of glad they didn't do the same thing with the reindeer, because the last thing we would want is reindeer on cocaine pulling Santa around the sky.
Santa would go, whoa, Donner, Blitz, whoa. You can see crazy stuff going on. Listen, they use, and I was joking about Bill Clinton, perhaps he imbibed in alcohol, because alcohol will dilate the blood vessels, will make, you know, the redness increase. And, of course, so the vasoconstrictor of cocaine, we're not arguing to use this stuff. Believe me, it's just a weird story in the holidays. It was hard to pass up when you see that they're utilizing this to determine why Rudolph's nose was red.
Yep.
I mean,
but the conclusion is that reindeer do actually have red noses, and apparently Rudolph's was brighter than the rest of them, so I'm guessing Rudolph must have had a much heavier cocaine habit than the rest of them.
Yeah, well, someone else has got a cocaine habit, and they're probably at GlaxoSmithKline, because word is on the street that they're coming out with a quadrivalent vaccine. Yeah, better than the trivalent.
Just what we needed, right?
Right, yeah. It's like, who was calling for the quadrivalent? I mean, who, you know, out there at CVS or Walgreens, do you hear any customers going, I'm not getting the flu shot this year. I'm waiting for the quadrivalent one that's coming out next year, like the iPhone 4, right? The GSK right. vaccine 4S.
Actually,
out.
Robert,
I'm
you're
hold
a little
off
behind the times. The
I
new
am?
One is the iPhone 5.
Oh, it is?
Yes, we've got a 5 now.
All right. Well, GSK, when you get your pentavalent vaccine for the flu, then we'll talk.
You're octavalent, I know.
You want the octavalent? I'm going for eight strains? Look, each season it becomes more dangerous and more deadly. And they are ready. They're ready to go. They say Glaxo says it'll make its vaccine available in time for the 2013-2014 flu season.
Now, wait a minute. Robert, help me understand something.
Yeah.
I thought that when these guys came out with these flu vaccines, that it was a very scientific process that they went through in order to determine what the vaccine was going to be that they needed to protect everybody from.
Yeah.
Are you telling me that their crystal ball has gotten even more? Is it a new and improved crystal ball that somehow they know that this vaccine is going to be the one?
This one's got a better app, just like the iPhone 5.
Oh, okay.
It's a better app. This crystal ball can see further into next year and next year's state. So when they throw the darts onto the dartboard to figure out what strains to put in the 2013-2014 flu, it's based on what they saw in the 2012-2013 flu season, which hasn't really fully happened yet. So they don't know, but in fact, they have to utilize these special lenses to bend light itself to see into the future so that they can develop the quadrivalent. Who knew that this was the case? But yes, indeed, just like calling Madame whoever. Was it Madame Tussaud? No, she's the wax museum lady.
Oh, Miss Clea.
Miss Clea, that's right. Miss Clea.
Right.
Consult Miss Clea for the Fluorix quadrivalent. And by the way, it's not currently approved or licensed in any country outside the United States because we're the only dunderheaded country.
We're the idiots of the world.
This is embarrassing. All of you listening around the world, in Australia and England, wherever you are, go ahead and have a laugh at our expense. The dunderheaded Americans are at it again. They're accepting GSK's vaccine 2 years in advance of knowing any strain that's going to happen out there in that influenza season. Yes, this is embarrassing.
Gotta love it. Well, but, you know, listen, it just seems we've talked about this so many times that I'll come across articles about these great discoveries that are being made, non-drug discoveries that are being made, and they're always in some other country. It's like the U.S. never comes out with these great things where they're showing how these natural things are curing diseases and stuff. It's always some other country where they're finding this stuff out, and we're always the ones that are stuck on the next drug.
Yeah, it is incredible. And listen, they have determined, there's this guy, Dr. Leonard Friedland. He's the head of clinical development and medical affairs for Glaxo's North American Vaccines Program. He's touting the three-strain vaccine, right, because it helped protect millions against the flu. But in six of the last 11 flu seasons, they didn't even have the right strain. But it's the greatest thing ever. Wait, no. Here's how we overcome it. We throw four of them at it, and we get a little luckier. Right. Again, this is dumb luck.
Why not? We'll just
we
use the shotgun approach.
Wow. Yeah. Well, what are we going to do here? We're going to go on from here. Listen, I know it was a silly Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer story, but I couldn't pass up that ENTs are now using cocaine in vasculature on reindeers and humans. And, of course, how it relates to GSK is apparently obvious to us anyway, that these guys are doing some heavy drugs in order to try to convince us of things that are completely unreal, not real, and certainly should not be accepted by anybody with a sense of a vasculature that hasn't been altered by ear, nose, and throat doctors' use of cocaine. All right, on that note, then we'll take a break, shall we?
All right. Yes, let's do it.
All right, we're going to come off of this strange reindeer high that we have here right now on the Robert Scad Bell Show. So stand by, lots more healing to go. I don't know if that was healing, but it was certainly an observation of some kind. I don't know where to place that.
It was interesting.
Yeah, it was interesting. All right, stand by, lots more healing to go on the Robert Scad Bell Show, robertscadbell.com.
He's got a shiny nose.
Shiny? I'd even say it glow.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created WebSeed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery, and our Surthrival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Question everything. Question everything, especially the things that you're not allowed to question, because those are usually the things that are most needed or needing to be asked. And someone who does that also well, my dear friend, John Rappaport, investigative journalist from NoMoreFakeNews.com. With me from the beginning here, we've been publishing all the things that have been happening since the whole Sandy Hook massacre occurred, and a new article out about the information flicker effect we'll get into. But John, welcome back, my friend.
Great to be here, Robert.
John, I'm so pleased to see that you're being picked up by so many. You were just on Rents the other day, interviews from Australia, everywhere. Obviously, the phenomenon of the growth of new media and new sources is not unique to America or North America, that they're being, you know, let's say you're being pulled into all things around the world now.
Yeah, the interview from Australia was interesting because this guy, Leon, lives out in the bush, and he doesn't watch TV, and he rarely reads the newspapers, but he can go online, so he knows something about what's happening, but he wanted to get my American perspective on things that had to do with Sandy Hook shooting, and so I described to him the kind of ongoing television coverage and how that shapes the hypnosis of the public, and he was very interested in that.
Well, and this is something we've witnessed and watched and written and broadcasted about for so many years. It seems to be all crescendoing in on the Sandy Hook incident, and also the tie-ins to Aurora. Some of your recent articles were tying in the most fantastic, weird, and bizarre Hollywood connections from the Batman movie to the massacre. The thing is, they found one of these maps in the movie where there actually is a Sandy Hook, that's where the next target is. I mean, I just the Hurricane Sandy or Superstorm Sandy hitting up there. I mean, there are such strange things that you go, all right, do we know the behavior? Do we know the MO of, for instance, the secret societies? Do they like to kind of thumb their nose at everybody right in broad daylight and expect that nobody will really know it except them, and they get to snicker, and somehow now everybody's starting to see it?
I think so. You know, this Batman Dark Knight Rises story, I think, is very interesting. At first, you know, I didn't want to believe it when I saw some little deals on it in the internet. But then I said, okay, a friend of mine told me that it was there in the movie. I went out, I bought the DVD, mm-hmm. I brought it home, I put it on. I couldn't see it. I went to that place in the 1 hour, 58 minutes of the movie, and I saw what he was talking about, but I couldn't see it on the screen. So I put it on another television set that we have with a higher resolution, and there it was. And it's Gary Oldman playing Commissioner Gordon, and he's talking about a planned attack that they have to thwart. And he's got a map on the table. He's not looking at the map. He's talking to his men. But you see just to the left of one of the cell phones on the map, in large letters, Sandy Hook. And then he points to it. Not looking at it, but he points to it. And it was the only words on the map that I could see. Everything else was illegible. So I thought, wow, I mean, you know, the Batman movie that came out last summer, way before any of this, Aurora, et cetera, et cetera. And I was told that, in fact, Sandy Hook has been a fictional term in the Batman lexicon for a very, very long time, going back decades, as far as the environment of Gotham City. But nevertheless, in The Dark Knight Rises, you've got the police commissioner pointing to it and saying that it's an attack that is about to be launched there. And then I went further because I found what's called a promotional viral package that's sent out by the producers of the movie to people in the industry that was wrapped in that very map. And you can see it. Strike Zone 1 is what it's called, that area around Sandy Hook. And so at that point, I said, you know, this, I got a report on this because it's real. I mean, this is, yes, incredibly bizarre, but this is not something I can just pass off.
Well, how many thousands and thousands of city names are there in the United States? And yeah. and then you start stepping back and going, come on. And what was the Aurora connection, of course, to the Batman and the Dark Knight Rises? There was a point or scene that they said this Aurora lit up there as well. And it's almost too bizarre that you step back, as you said. It's like, I don't think I want to go that route because, you know, we're all about credibly covering things that seem to be incredible, right? And yet this issue, plus the fact that as we talked earlier, and you were on my Sunday broadcast, thank you for dropping in on that, we talked about the fact that the author of The Hunger Games lives right there as well, which is sort of about ritual child sacrifice. And of course, if you've covered and you've written the book, The Secret Behind Secret Societies, isn't that ritual child sacrifice part of their game?
Exactly. Exactly. It is part of their game. At the premiere of The Dark Knight Rises in Aurora, when people in the theater were killed, they were showing a preview before the movie of the coming James Bond movie, Skyfall. And that's where you see the building with the red sign on it that says Aurora. So that's how that happened. And then, as you say, we have the Hunger Games author who lives right there in Sandy Hook. So all of these things, in addition to the obvious inconsistencies in the media story about the shootings themselves, present a very, it's not a suspect picture, it's obviously a false picture that we're looking at here of what happened there in Sandy Hook in terms of the events, the details, and the motives, and the people behind it. It's just, there's no other way to come to a conclusion about it.
Mm-hmm. And so if we look at this next article that's just come out from you about this information flicker effect, I can almost see it. You know, we talk about subliminal messaging, these things that will flick on the screen suddenly, and you know, there's been experiments to show how that really does enter the subconscious. It bypasses your normal sensor. We've seen the many changes in the story since the shooting in Sandy Hook Elementary. In fact, I've seen some videos that claim that they had one or maybe two other eyewitnesses saying that they had pinned and cuffed some other perpetrator potentially, or perpetrators, that suddenly that disappeared and it's never been brought up again. Of course, we've talked about the fact that somebody had claimed that this guy that they say is the shooter had been on psychiatric meds, was Asperger's, which we would know to be vaccine damaged. But is it this flicker effect, what you're leaning towards getting at? It's like they just keep changing the story so frequently that eventually you drone out and zone out?
Yes, that's exactly it. What I point to in the article is the following, and this all has to do with media coverage. You've got the, you know, glamorous media anchors right there in Sandy Hook on the scene. They are relaying a storyline to the public, and that storyline keeps changing. The viewers are watching this. The anchors are basically getting their information from the police. That's where it's coming from. It's not coming from other reporters. The anchors are basically PR people for the police. But now the police story keeps changing. They're chasing two or one suspect in the woods. They've got him pinned down. There's a report of another perpetrator or suspect who is proned out in front of the school by the police. And then that's gone. Disappears down the memory hole. An hour later, everything is about Adam Lanza as the shooter, who is now dead. So the viewer is thinking to himself, well, what about those other two or three people? What happened to them? Who are they? What are their names? Were they taken into custody? I mean, these are all natural questions. What information did they disclose? Were they released? But none of this is mentioned. The anchors feel no need or desire to backtrack and try to fill the inconsistencies and contradictions. So therefore, the viewer is left with this kind of flicker. It was on, now it's off. There were these other suspects, they were arrested, now they're gone. Okay, but then there are more of these, many more of these. The father of the brother of Adam Lanza is found dead in an apartment, presumably Ryan Lanza's apartment in New Jersey. No, later it's the mother of the shooter is found dead in Sandy Hook. Wow. Now the father's body, that whole story, that's gone. Then we have the weapons. The shooter had two pistols. No. He had a rifle. It was a Bushmaster. No, it was a Sig Sauer rifle. The viewer is saying, well, did he carry all four weapons in? I mean, that's kind of bulky. What's going on here? They found one gun in the trunk of a car. No, they found two, three. So at every turn of the story, there's this flicker. It's on, no, it's off, replaced with something else. And the viewer wants to hear the story, so follows the anchor. But at the same time, his mind is buzzing with these questions and contradictions and non sequiturs, really. So eventually, because the overwhelming desire of the viewer is to follow the story, he surrenders to the narrative of the media anchor and gives up his independent thought process. That's called mind control.
Well, John, simultaneous to that, there we had reports, and I've even seen some video of like a police chief or someone like a Commissioner Gordon in front of a podium saying, do not ask questions, basically. We have seen reports that the social networks, the Facebook, are putting up things that are questioning the official stories, and we will prosecute you. I mean, literally, they've talked about shutting Facebook accounts down. Now, how's that? For not only are they stimulating, well, I've got more questions than I know what to begin with. At the same time, the officials say, well, don't you dare ask them. That's why I open the saying, question everything, especially that which they don't want to be questioned, because that will lead you to where you might find some sort of semblance of an answer that makes sense.
Yes, I mean, that was an incredible press conference.
Yeah, in fact, we're going to get right into that. I want to get, John, I want to get your thoughts on that press conference where the cops actually say, don't ask questions. Anybody that doesn't do the official story, we're coming after you. That was amazing. We'll get John's perspective on that and more wrapping up the show today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. John Rappaport, No More Fake News is with us. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1-3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The Meathead Supplement Store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Whey on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
This could be the last segment of the millennia. Tomorrow is the 21st, the end of the Mayan calendar. So in case we're not here, we appreciate all of our listeners for being with us. John Rappaport, my good friend. Who else would we end the millennia with better than you, John?
Right. The end of the world. Here it is, the last conversation.
Right. And you know it's all gone to hell in a handbasket when we got to talk about press conferences where cops are going, don't ask questions. We don't want to know. Everything's under control. I mean, my goodness, did that guy, what was he doing? You saw it too.
He seemed to be saying, we've got people on Facebook that are pretending to be official people giving out false information. But then the overall message was, if you've got questions, shut up. Don't question the official scenario of what happened at Sandy Hook on Facebook, because we will report you to the federal government and they will prosecute you for crimes. Wow.
What
a new interpretation of the First Amendment that is.
I know. I'm just trying to think, what statute was he referring to, even on a federal level?
Yeah, I have no idea what that would be. But this shows you the degree of, I think, fear that they have about us, meaning everybody who is reporting on this online, because now it's developed into a firestorm online. And I think of all the storylines that are contradicting, contradicting the major official scenario is the psychiatric drugs. I mean, people are just jumping on that all over the place to show the connection between psychiatric drugs and violence, homicide, etc., which, of course, we've heard nothing about from major media of any significance at all, even though they could find out in a New York minute who the doctor is, what drugs he gave to Adam Lanza. There's now been one story claiming that he was on Fanapt, which is a new antipsychotic drug that causes aggression. Other than that, we have no information.
Right, and we haven't validated or confirmed it either, but we've reported on it as well. And I think that should be like issue number one to determine what was this guy on and did it have an impact. Of course, it's the thing that you've covered and we've written about and talked about. It's the last thing they want to have front and center in a mainstream media sort of context, because it calls into question the entire psyop of the 20th into the 21st century, is psychiatry is running everything.
Exactly. I had somebody tell me that they saw an interview with one of the residents of Newtown, Sandy Hook, who said basically this kid was on a lot of different meds. And you could tell from the interview that they cut it exactly at that point because they thought perhaps that person was going to now begin to name the different drugs. Or the person did, and then they just cut it for television so that you couldn't hear the names of the drugs. It's been my experience that the pharmaceutical companies have people on the ground for these incidents, like Aurora, like Sandy Hook, like Columbine, like many other of these shootings, because they know that there's a good chance that psychiatric drugs induce the violence, and they are doing everything possible to obscure and cover over any mention of the drugs, any mention of the drugs by name, any links made between violence and the drugs.
I have a feeling that if the kid reporting there had said, well, yeah, he was on Neosporin for a cut on his knuckle, they probably would have let that one slide, but I think they knew where he was going.
Oh, yeah. And maybe he did go there. Maybe they have footage of him actually saying, oh, he was on Prozac for a while, then he was on Zoloft, and then he was on Risperidone, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But they just didn't broadcast that.
Sure. And I covered from the beginning of this Harris Coulter's great work on vaccine-induced violence, that the violence of vaccination against children, how it induces the violence later in life, even in childhood or in adulthood. And, you know, there are texts written on this. It's not like it's new science even. But still, it's the one place they cannot go, which should tell, I think, more people, although there's some evidence that the people are still duped, are just as duped by being immersed in this story. And as you said, through the flicker effect, have been completely hypnotized. Even people who recognize the right to keep and bear arms, a fundamental right, are now going, yeah, we should turn in our guns. We should turn in our guns. You know, they've become in that hypnotic state.
Yeah, because that's now been folded into the storyline. Because everything, and I've written in past articles about this, it's not just the information flicker effect, but it's other styles of covering this kind of event that put people in a hypnotic trance as they watch it on television. And then when the gun storyline is brought in, that just becomes part of the hypnotic suggestion. And people have to realize that. That is part and parcel of the whole deal. Yes, so the NRA takes down the page, whatever, and now they're not talking about guns, and they're even, the last story I read, thinking of cooperating in some way. Instead of coming out defiantly and saying, somebody used a gun to kill people. That's a person, not a machine, that did this, which they have done in the past, but now they appear to be buckling. And then we had Obama's speech about, you know, we're not going to let this slide this time. And this looks to me like if Congress does not go along, then it's going to issue an executive order. And it's going to be, you know, the 30 bullet magazines that are going to go, and maybe some of the semi-automatic weapons. So that's what we can look forward to here?
Well, the agenda is certainly playing itself out, and we've seen and said that there are people, I want to remind everybody, there are people that do not hold the same values that you would assume would be just normal because you're, by virtue of you being human. Just look at history. Don't forget history. That's why, you know, I spent so much time with my children's schools in their middle school years, really delving into the origin points of the Holocaust and other Holocausts and other genocides. And yet that is not brought into perspective on this. Sure, you want to prevent something like a Sandy Hook happening again. Where's the consideration of someone who has the ability to defend themselves, of a principal, a school teacher, someone? I mean, look, in Israel, you got pictures of all of the teachers are armed. Now, granted, they all served in the military. I'm not saying throw somebody who's never touched a gun and say, here, now defend the classroom. But there's a tremendous legitimacy to say, you pull all the guns off the streets, then the criminals and crazies have them, as well as the government, nobody else. You expect them to defend you when they're only there to react after the fact?
Exactly. And one thought that occurred to me this morning is, let's hear from the government about government guns. Let's hear about why in the last, I'm going to say, 4 or 5 months, various government agencies that are involved with domestic law enforcement have purchased well over a billion rounds of ammunition.
Mm-hmm.
Why was that? What's that for? You know, if somebody is not supposed to, a private citizen, have a semi-automatic weapon, what about all the automatic weapons and tanks and bombs and grenades and troops and forces and homeland security and surveillance, et cetera, that the government is doing domestically in the United States?
Exactly.
The Constitution, the Second Amendment of the Constitution, was not primarily written so that citizens could defend themselves against criminals. Yes, that was definitely a part of it. The whole idea was to defend themselves against the government, because mm-hmm. the government was seen to be the force that needed to be limited. That's why the Constitution was written as it was. And people, of course, have not only forgotten that, but you'll find all sorts of people on television who are saying, we don't care about that outright. We don't care about the Constitution. Mm-hmm. It's not a matter of interpreting what it really meant at the time versus now. We just don't care what it said.
Yeah, we've evolved beyond it. We're all now Chris Matthews lizard people. not here. Listen, if we're around after the Mayan calendar ends tomorrow, we'll get John back on. We'll follow up on this story, see where it goes. But continue to pay attention. NoMoreFakeNews.com, right here at RobertScottBell.com, NaturalNews.com, all the great places covering out and doing the things that the media should be doing. And that is why we are that new media source. And I appreciate you, John, continuing to cover this. We'll keep plugging those stories away. And, of course, have a wonderful Mayan New Year.
You too, Robert. Thanks, as always.
All right. Thank you, John. Hey, Super Don, if the end of the world is tomorrow, I mean, I feel good having good friends like John Rappaport, Mike Adams, and you, a super producer.
Well, thank you. Yes, we've had some good times, haven't we?
Yes, we have. And if it's not the end of the world, it could be a healing revolution tomorrow. We'll see if Dr. Frank King can save the world.
Yes. Well, if anybody can do it, it's Dr. King, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, look, a very exciting, great show today, as always. And I'm grateful that we've been able to outreach in ways and into places that we never thought possible when we started this radio gig all those years ago.
It has been a long time.
Yeah.
We've definitely seen an evolution of things, and I just, you know, look, today we're making a much bigger impact and helping a lot of people. And you're right, the outreach is amazing. I mean, going from terrestrial radio to here on Natural News Radio Network, I mean, we're hitting all four corners of the earth.
Yeah, people are still stunned by that. You got listeners where? South Korea? Yeah. Really? Yeah, we do. We do. And all to
Absolutely.
All of our friends in the UK, if it's the end of the world, you get to see it before we do because you're a few hours ahead of us.
That's so true. Yeah. You are time zone.
I'm time zone prescient. Yeah. Yeah. I'm time zone prescient right now. Hey, if it's the end of the world, are you going to miss anything? Or some stuff we don't have to do now.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
I'm not going to shave.
We definitely don't. Of course, I don't shave that much anyway. But yeah, I mean, we don't have to shave. Yeah, I might even live dangerously and leave the toilet seat up tonight.
Ooh, wow.
Because I won't get in trouble tomorrow, right?
You better hope the world ends, buddy. That's why we need a little REM to wrap it up today.
That's right. Well, you know, what better song to go out with than this? So in the event that I wake up tomorrow morning and I'm still here, looking forward to tomorrow's show. If not, thanks for all the fish and everything.
Happy holidays. I heard rumor that if there's a Christmas this year, Joni Cox and Liam Sheff are going to be hosting the Robert Scott Bell Show on Christmas Day.
Yes, absolutely. Looking forward to that. It's always fun when the two
of those. Now we know the world has to go on.
Yes. Well, yeah, we can't miss that. But like I said, just in case, I'll give you a call in the morning, see if you're still there.
All right. Well, in the meantime, wrap it up. Whatever happens, this is still the God's honest truth, and you know what it is. The power to heal is yours.
Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Scott Bell Show.